Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 302, Change is Inevitable. Speaking of change, got me a new producer, Nico, dude I've been talking about for a long time, called me up, and we made it happen. The only little less unknown variable is we're waiting as I record this introduction, waiting for an email from Lipson saying that the account has been switched so we can now post this new episode under the new producer. That is Nico Katsilas. So I'm stoked about that. That was the unknown variable that was kind of creating a little ripple in my Zen pond, and there wasn't really a whole lot I could do to make it resolve quicker. Kind of had to just play out a scenario for about a month, and like I said, we're 99% of the way through. Totally pumped, and woke up this morning, got interviewed by thedodo.com to talk about the Finding Zen video, me rescuing Zen rescuing me, our accident, and it just turned out to be a great day and a great morning. And, you know, just found out about the whole podcast thing, you know, yesterday, kind of being finalized that we're moving forward. And like I said, now we're just waiting on an email from Lipson. If we get it before Wednesday night, we'll post it this Thursday. So that's for waiting. But I'm just stoked. I'm glad that little phase is over, and super grateful to Nico for coming through and being the amazing dude that he is. So this and other things I'm chatting about on episode 302. Enjoy, and thank you for listening. Hello, how you doing? How you feeling? Well, a few days ago, I had probably one thing to chat about. And all of a sudden this morning, I got a bunch of things to chat about. The first, I just got offline with a Skype session with thedodo.com. D-O-D-O. It's like a animal website for, you know, animal stories, and I guess some guy had seen the Finding Zen video. I put like a minute clip of it on Instagram, Zen's Instagram account, Zen the Brindle Pitbull, and I got the, I think it's a 4-minute video on YouTube called Finding Zen. So I think one of the people had saw it. Got a hold of this other guy, because it was Mark, and then it was Eric, and then all of a sudden I got this email going, hey, would you let us interview you? Like, yeah, I didn't really know what that meant exactly, and then I went to the site, it was a bunch of videos. I'm like, oh, okay, so animal stories, got it. So we set it up for this morning. I didn't really know what was going to happen, and so we sit down, and he's like, well, we're just going to Skype, and I'm going to record you, so we're just going to record the whole story right here. I said, okay, and he goes, but I want to know from the beginning. He goes, we normally kind of ask questions and have people answer. He goes, but I just want you to tell the story like you did in that video. And I'm not going to say anything. So I was all fired up and all pumped. And I was like, yeah, I can do, I mean, I can talk about Zen. And I can tell you about the story, the car accident, how I adopted him. I can tell you anything you want all day long. It's my favorite topic to talk about. So in this moment, I'm like, well, how cool, because I'm so very thankful whenever Zen kind of gets the extra attention I think he deserves. You know, he just should be known by everybody. Everybody should meet Zen. Everybody should spend a little time with Zen. That's how amazing he is, my unbiased, humble opinion. So I was pretty stoked. you know, going into this thing, and I grabbed my little tear towel because I'm like, you want me to talk about Zen from the beginning? Okay, get ready. Cried the entire time. I mean, before I started talking, I was crying because also I thought about what I was going to talk about. But it was just this cool moment. I mean, it's Tuesday morning. And like I said, I had no idea what was it, if we were going to chat and set up something or if you, I didn't have any idea. But talking about Zen and talking about the experiences that we've gone through and talking about how much I love him and how thankful I am, it just brings up all those emotions. And I just felt great after it. I mean, I was crying, but the dude's like, wow, just such an amazing thing. He's just thanking me. And I'm like, you know, it's cool. I mean, I know it's a cool story. You know what I mean? And I just don't feel like I should get any credit at all. I just got this amazing dog, and I'm very blessed and fortunate and lucky to, you know, drive him around and love him. And I get to experience everything that happens and coexists with the spiritual, magnificent being that is Zen. Dog is my Zen. So that was a great way to start the day. So I mentioned before there was a unknown variable that was kind of making my... Oh, it wasn't shaking my canoe. It definitely wasn't. There was a ripple in the pond. Wasn't really affecting the canoe, which was a dope thing. But there was a ripple in the pond. And I was like, okay, what's going to happen with that thing? Now, the good news was, as I applied the basic tools that I've applied to everything that I've gone through as of late, and not so consciously, which is kind of, to me, the super, super dope thing. Like, wow, I'm kind of just doing this. Because like, well, what can I do right now? Nothing. Okay, whose court is the ball in? Theirs. Okay, so what can you do today? What is in your power to do today? And I kind of kept doing that. It was not fun, and it was not comfortable. And that's the thing, is people got to go, look, you're going to have those moments. There's going to be something funky, uncomfortable, unfamiliar that knocks on your door and just wants to walk in. And you go, okay. Did not have this written down, did not have this plan, but now I need to deal. I need to cope. I need to overcome. I need to respond, react, whatever. Go. So the fact that this one had lasted a while, like there's been probably a little bit of about a month of time that has passed with a bit of uncertainty. And, you know, again, we're human. Those things are going to affect you. So even if I'm like, well, I did this because I can control that, and I let go of that because I can't control that. If you're in that thing, there is not, you know, resolution yet. You're not going to feel super fantastic. You have to be okay. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Talking to a client yesterday, he goes, I just don't really like when I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, wow, that's setting yourself up for a big dose of frustration, because we just don't. We could have a plan, we could have it written down, but we just don't. So now me, I didn't have something planned, written down. I didn't start this thing. It was just happening. All of a sudden, the question was if I was going to have a producer or not. And it was not super positive, you know, feel-good thing that happened. And it was kind of sad and disappointing on some respects. But, you know, it's what it is. It was just me not knowing. So, like, what can I do? So plan A was search avenue. And find out what the answer to A was. I did that. I was like, okay. Because I still didn't know what the status of the producer of the PYP position was. So I'm like, well, I can't get that What can I do? All right. So I said, okay, plan A is probably not going to work. Let's go to plan B. Maybe I got to contact someone and I got to learn how to do it. I'm like, okay, well, there's plan B. But it wasn't like I was going to execute that until I knew. So it was waiting. It was like, okay, you can't really do anything until you know the answer. And until you know the answer, you don't really have to do a whole lot. But it's hard for me to, you know, I had lost a little bit of that. Hey, I'm recording a podcast. I'm excited. Hey, I'm, because it was like, well, is it going to get put up? You know, that just that little bit of question, and that question in specific was kind of tainting the whole thing a little bit for me, which I didn't like. You know, 4 years of doing this and the results I'm getting, I'm like, I know exactly the energy I'm putting out, receiving, the people that are in my life. You know, it's not quantitative, it's qualitative. I got a new vibe. I built a new tribe. I'm digging everybody. I'm moving forward. I love my dog. And then there was just one person that wasn't exactly happy. So I said, well, this is what I'm going to finally do because I needed to know. So I recorded a video of myself and I sent it. And I think it was the next day I got an answer that was just didn't want there to be a lot of silence, wanted to respond, but I'm going to take my time in answering this. And it was just like saying, you know, I just want to know if you're going to be producer. Yes or no? And I replied, you know, fine, no worries, take your time. But I thought, well, a yes would seem pretty easy, pretty quick. And I'm like, okay, not in my hands. I let it go. I guess I will know in time. And again, that's the hard thing, but I did it because I kind of got better and I didn't really think much about it. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to mention it on the podcast. It's unknown variable. If anybody reaches out, I mean, maybe someone asks, maybe someone doesn't, whatever. But that was kind of the little plan. Like, what can I do today? What am I working on? What do I got going? In case this goes one way or the other. So, I'm not sure exactly when it was. But I have mentioned this dude a lot. And this is like the coolest story. Because I mentioned the unknown variable, and there's probably a handful, 5-6 people that have really affected this podcast, me, have shared, you know, that we've, you know, really, really bonded, that I would say, okay, there's a level, and these people are at that level. One of those people is my friend Nico Katsilas, that I have mentioned a number of times. He actually came to LA for a convention and we met for coffee, which was super cool. I mean, I've never done that with a listener, and you know, it wasn't local, it was from Canada, and that was just a super, you know, great thing for me, you know, meet a listener, and he's a super cool guy. And then from that moment on, he started sharing in his emails, and how he shared and what he shared was magical. And the biggest thing was kind of like, hey, I'm not caught up. I seem to listen to the episodes right when I need to hear them. And I love that. I was like, you take your time, listen to them when you want. You know, if that's how you're rolling, yay. And he would just share these super cool insights and how he got over this or he applied this. And again, when people use my verbiage, but it comes out of their mouth, their way, and they kind of make it their own. I don't know, there's something I just love about that. So this was kind of Nico, like applying my stuff and, you know, bearing the fruits of his labor. And I just was digging this guy so much. And just recently he emailed me just kind of an update saying, you know, he told me a story about a magnolia tree, how he slows down on the way to work to see and embrace and just take in its beauty. And when he drove by lately and the leaves has fallen, it made him sad. And he stopped and reflected. He says, well, we're all like those magnolia trees. We're all going to bloom and blossom and have great days, but there will come a time when our leaves fall. And that's not, yay, good news, but it's just remember, we will bloom again. And I'm like reading this email going, this dude's, it's just amazing. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Love what he writes. Love everything about him. And I get a message from him Tom. Not sure what the unknown variable is, but if I can help, let me know. Next indicated step, reach out to Nico. Nico, here's my situation. Looking for a might be, not sure yet, producer. Back and forth, what do they do? Da, 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 da. He's a computer guy, nerdy guy, animation guy. Seems like a very, very smart guy. But there's something about Canadians and Midwest people. They just seem like they're a lot alike. And there's like two, three people that I know that are Canadians, and I love them. Nico's one of them. So like, okay, wait a minute. This longtime listener, this Canadian that's like a Midwest guy that we connect at, that I've met, that we just get along. You're offering to help me. And that's when the tide started kind of changing. And I'm like, okay. That worry, that fear, that doubt never came to fruition. And I kept them at bay. So there's that little bit of purple on my shoulder going, way to go, Tom. This wasn't a fun month, but you kind of handled it well. And look how it ended. Not just some person, not just a stranger, not just a listener. Like this dude I know. And, you know, like I said, I've praised him on the podcast. And he's always thanking me. And that's what's crazy. There's people that I'm just indebted to and feel so much gratitude for, and they feel the same way about me. So if I have this small tribe and I feel indebted, gratitude, and love this small tribe, and they all love and feel that way about me, you then can look at the one disgruntled variable and just go, okay, it's not about me, but this is what I'm going to do because I want peace in my life. So the weird thing was is when I got the text reply to my video requesting, you know, if he was going to continue to produce or not. He said, well, I didn't want radio silence, so I'm just letting you know I got it. And then it went almost 3 weeks without hearing from him. So there's not right, wrong, good, or bad, and I'm not blaming anybody, and I have no ill will or anything. But I was like, okay, to me, that's kind of an answer. You didn't want radio silence, and it turned out to be nothing but radio silence. So maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're... It's like, not for me, but it hit a point where I'm going, okay, I'm now done. And I called Nico, and I said, okay, let's do this. And then it was this past Saturday. He started asking me all these technical questions. And if you ask Tom a technical question, it's going to really drain his brain quickly. And then I had to start communicating with old producer, new producer, and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And it all went fine. The transition went fine. But I just did not want to make that first text because I hadn't heard from him in a long time. You know, I'm waiting to hear it. I'm like, okay, I haven't heard from you, so I made the decision. I got a new producer. Boom. Just, I don't like that. It just was uncomfortable. And then when it was all done, I was just tired. I was just drained. Like, I didn't want to think about the podcast. And that was like, I was like, okay, I got to record. When I got to record 302, I got to really don't have a whole lot to talk about. So all I've been doing is dealing with the technical part of it. But so much of that just drained me. I didn't want to like even sit down and chat. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna introduce my you know new producer, and then I'm like, well, what about other than that? And I'm like, I'm not really sure what else I'm gonna. And there was just like nothing else on my mind. So, I did want to share a few things. I'm trying to find it here. This is Nico, born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and raised in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Nico Katselis has always had a love of telling stories, combined with his love for video games. This manifested in the form of a job as a game designer in the largest growing sector of the entertainment industry. Now a veteran game developer of 7+ years, he spends his days working on the industry's largest titles and his nights finding new ways to use his empathy to help to tell unique stories in new and creative ways. I just asked him to write a bio, and he just, it sounds like poetry when that dude writes to me. So again, you know, I kind of consider myself a storyteller, so maybe that's what I dig about him, is that he's a storyteller, but he's super smart, super creative, super talented, and he's super thankful, which is an awesome thing. You know what I mean? It's just really, really a cool thing when people are in your life and you're on the same level, you're on the same page, and thankfulness and gratitude is something that you share. Not visit once in a while, but it's just part of who you are. So kind of the moral to the story is, again, what I've said many of times before, that how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of the test. Now, I couldn't expedite it. I couldn't get an answer quicker. I mean, the answer I really wanted was, you know, a yes. I couldn't do that. I just wanted some answer. I couldn't get that. And that, those are the type of things that can frustrate you and take away from you being present, being in the moment, and being the best you. So if you can kind of push those things out that you can't control, you can't do anything about, they don't serve you, and you slowly chip away at some, you know, there's kind of A, I'm going to talk to someone else. I'm like, okay, that didn't work out. B, if I have to, maybe I'll have to learn. So let me line up that person in case, you know, I'm going to become a student. And then boom, C happened. You know, mentioned it on the podcast and I wasn't really specific, and it was amazing how that just, you know, saying there was an unknown variable, boom, you know, got my friend Nico to reach out. You know, and him being a gamer guy, wasn't thinking in my head going, hey, I should ask him if he can do something like that. Like, I don't get this technical side at all. I don't like talking about every question. He goes, well, did he do this? Did he? I'm like, dude, I don't know anything and I don't want to know. I just don't like the stuff. It just drains me. So super, 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 super awesome. Great news. Asterisk. At the time of recording this, all that we need to do is get a email from Libsyn saying that the account has been changed to my email address, hence getting the email. Tuesday, still haven't received it. Kind of need it by today or tomorrow to get an episode out Thursday. If I don't get an episode out Thursday, it'll be the first Thursday I missed in over 4 years. Is that horrible? No. Can I deal with it? Of course. Do I want it to happen? Not at all. But again, what I did, I got to the point where I am now recording number 302, the first episode with my brand new producer that I love and adore. That's what I can control. That's my purple. That's what I'm going to focus on. If all goes well, you'll be listening this Thursday. If it doesn't, hopefully you'll be listening to it next Thursday. Out of my control. Letting it go. So that being aware, I said this to a client yesterday as well. I said, you know, being aware of your growth, being aware of the things that you're working on is purple. And if you just stay there going, wow, here's some things that are working out. Here's some things that are going better. Hey, look what you have. You know, I got interviewed by Dodo. I got a new producer. Yay, everything's perfect? No. You got bad? Hell yeah. But more and more I'm focusing on the purple. It's just like it's staying there. The longer I stay in the purple, the easier it is to stay in the purple. The more purple that there is to be in, to enjoy. And I see it clear. It's kind of funny. I thought back, you know, my big fear last summer was, you know, I got that X amount of cash reserve, and what if I start spending that? And I spent it all. Not really afraid of that anymore. And the next fear is, what if I go into the IRA? I've been going into the IRA. Don't care at all. That fear's gone. I'm like, there are two, like, I mean, big dominant fears in my life that I could just tell with clarity what they were. And with as much clarity, I can go, yeah, they're both gone. I mean, that's got to affect you. It has to. It has to change the way you walk the path. You had two fears that just paralyzed you. And once you went through both experiences, both of those fears were gone, and it didn't matter. It didn't affect you. It didn't bother you. It was like just nothing. Those fears were nothing. It was just a story. It was just a movie. It had nothing to do with you. And that knowledge is power when you can apply it, going, okay, I'm the best I've ever been. And I've kind of reduced a bunch of worries. You know, a couple big ones. And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. It's taken me 54 years, but it almost seems like it's easy now to do certain pro-you things. Speaking of clients, I just loved, it was actually the session I had yesterday. I just, in this moment, I stopped and I went, I just like being me. I mean, I love being on the side of a computer, talking to someone that I don't, you know, never met before, but all of a sudden I'm training them and I always have an answer. And not in a cocky, narcissistic way, but I'm never like, oh, let me research that. I got to ask someone. I got to, you know, look that up. I have no idea. Now, come to my well by the water. I sell what I sell. It's pretty simple to me at this point. So I can always kind of get it back. Whatever someone's talking about, I'm like, boom, bring it back to this pro-you list. Are you being thankful? But again, what I've gone through personally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, in my life, and now to be here where I sit down on the computer and I turn on my go. I will change how you feel. I will make you feel better. I will, you know, I will just do this. I can. I love that. I love that, having that confidence to talk to clients and just know that I can help them. I love that. Love that. And again, that's me being purple right now. I wrote this down. I'm going to say it slow so you catch it. Better is better. That's it. Did you catch it all? Pretty fancy, I know. But like, you feel better? Yay, then shut up. You're looking better? Yay, then shut up. You're working out more? Yay, then shut up. You're eating better? Yay, then shut up. You lost some weight? Yay, then shut up. You're thinking better? You're focusing on yourself? Better is just better. Are you better right now than you were before? Yes, then shut up. What does the shut up mean? Just all the other stuff that comes in. So for 50 years, you let conversations and noise happen between your ears. And then for the next year or two, you start monitoring, you start limiting it, and you start adjusting it. And you're like, I can control that? And then it's like this, you know, light bulb going, ding, wait a minute, I can feel better? I mean, I was telling this client, you're never gonna today in 6 months or a year go, you know what, I'm going to start gaining weight back. Stop making pro-you choices and stop being aware of myself. You're just not going to. You've kind of started down this path of being pro-you and you feel better and it's going to continue. It's just built in. You know, oh, I feel better. I got flexible. I gained core strength. I'm losing weight. I'm stronger. Hey, I'm starting to not be as bummed out or depressed or negative. I should go backwards. That doesn't happen that way. So I have a couple of things I'm going to read, but I thought this one thing was funny. Not funny, but I came walking in yesterday, came out of my car, and the manager comes walking out, and she goes, Tom, Your car is always the cleanest car out here. And I laughed because those exact words were spoken to my father a number of times. And there was a little bit like a smile going, ah, that's, you know, it's kind of funny that the comparison was made in that moment. And nothing negative, nothing bad. I didn't like, oh, you know, start tripping out or anything. But I was like, I thought about it a little bit later and I thought, see, that's kind of the point. If you're going to hang out with me and you're going to point out my bad because there's bad, fine. That's you. That's your choice. You're not really going to be in my life. But there are some good that you could enjoy and be in my life. That goes to everybody. But there's that part going, you know, I say this a lot. My father taught me a lot of things, some valuable. I just didn't always enjoy the method that he used to teach me. But, you know, being kind of blue collar, loyal, hard worker, organize, keep your garage clean, that kind of stuff. I mean, that, you know, I was in a garage before I was anywhere else. So that kind of effect is a positive thing. And I'd be like, you know, look, Dad, here's the good things I do. And here's some things that are good that are just like you. But I didn't get that. So I get to have that little moment and smile, and I thanked my manager, and then I just went on with my pro-you life, thinking and feeling better, because I am better. Better is better. Write it down. All right, I got two things to read. Emotional healing, 5 signs you seriously need emotional healing. Emotional healing comes in many forms. Moving on from grief may take a lot of inner exploration, confrontation, meditation, and time. But the first step to emotionally healing is admitting you need to and let it happen. See, that's the funniest thing is you have to actually admit you need to heal and then let it happen. Like, it's really hard to admit people need help, need help. Healing, need therapy. That just can take a lifetime. And then let it happen. That is not a quick move either. That ability to let it happen can take a long time. These are the signs that it's time. 1, your mind is working too hard. When we need to emotionally heal but don't want to, we tend to distract ourselves. This leads our minds to working entirely too hard. This can increase stress, reduce productivity. Be gentle on your mind. Let yourself emotionally heal. Yes, you're stuck in the, 2, you're stuck in the same old routine. This can manifest in a number of ways. You can find yourself getting the same types of jobs over and over again or having the same dating troubles over and over again. It's like you can't break out of your cycles. You know you have emotional turmoil, but maybe you can't quite pinpoint it. This is a clear sign it's time for some healing. 3, you feel a lack of intuition. Your intuition is your ability to perceive what's coming before it does. Usually this is built up through experience. Sometimes emotional trauma blocks our ability to go with our gut. It leaves us kind of blind. 4, you tend to react instead of think. Everything is an extreme emotional reaction without actually thinking when you're in need of emotional healing. Every little thing sets you off. You don't think before you react. 5, you can't trust anyone. This is the biggest sign you need to heal. Do you want to stress less, sleep better, and feel abundantly happier without drugs or anything crazy? All right, this is the next one. And it was funny because I found the, I think it was sent, the emotional healing one. And, you know, when you there's a link or something next to it and says, I don't care what story you choose to believe. I was like, wow, I like that. What was the quote it said? I did want to read this quote. Uno momento. Here it is. I used to feel like my side of the story needed to be told to keep facts right. Now, I don't care what story you choose to believe. I love that. When I read that quote, this was the article that followed. Now, my bonus, 8 things you don't owe anyone, even though you think you might. Maybe that title right there resonated with you and you just propped up in your chair. There can be truly nothing more satisfying than helping people in need. We should all take steps to help others. But there are times we feel compelled to do things for people, not because we want to, but because it's being demanded. These are 8 things you don't owe anyone. Number 1, anything that doesn't make you feel good. Right off the bat, here we are. You don't owe anyone anything that doesn't make you feel good on the inside. If you're being asked to do something that goes against your core values, simply decline. But of course, do it in a polite, positive, and productive way that doesn't hurt the people asking. 2, you don't owe anyone your therapy. This is a good one for me. It is good to give out advice when it's needed. Absolutely, but you don't owe anyone a therapy service. If someone repeatedly comes to you with their problems and you find it sucks the energy out of you, don't be afraid to gently put some distance between the two of you. I have. All people respond to boundaries, so don't hesitate to establish them. Again, I have. You don't have to try anything new, 3, if you don't want to. At some point, you have to recognize that you know what it is that you want to do in life and also what you don't want to do. There's nothing wrong with politely declining to do something new that you don't want to do. If you don't like it or don't feel safe, don't do it. 4, you don't owe anyone your time. Time is valuable, people. Don't mess with my time or my dog. That's how I roll these days. Your time belongs to you. If you'd like to spend it helping others, being with others, and doing things with others, that's great, but you don't owe anyone your time. If you're comfortable with giving it, then fine, but if not, you aren't required to. 5, you don't have to change for them. You should never feel pressured to change your appearance or personality around other people just for them. You are who you are, and that is, without a doubt, good enough. If you don't want to change, don't change. You don't have to apologize. I make people do push-ups. If you made a decision for yourself for which you are not sorry and you intend to make that decision for yourself again and again, you don't have to apologize to people you may have inconvenienced with your beliefs and convictions. Do you. Don't worry about them. 7, you don't have to say yes. You never ever owe anyone a yes when the answer is a no. You may temporarily hurt their feelings just a tiny bit, but they'll get over it. Never say yes to a date you don't want to go on. Never say yes to a couch surfer you don't want to house. Never say yes when the answer you know is no. 8, you don't owe an explanation for who you love. There's a lot of judgment in this world about who you love and who you want to be with. You may meet social friction for who you love. Some look down on interracial relationships. Some look down on LGBT relationships. Some just don't like the person you're with just because. They don't matter. You don't owe them an explanation for who you love and why you love them. There are things you may owe to people around you, like your love, your thoughtfulness, and your care. Just be aware of what you might not actually owe them. Pretty good. That's it, people. 302 in the books. Hopefully you're listening this Thursday. And if not, hopefully the next Thursday after that. We shall see. And I just want to end with just a big thank you to Nico. Tried to kind of let him know how grateful I was, like how much this just filled my cup and took out every ripple in my Zen pond so I could continue sitting deeply in my canoe. So Nico, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Everyone else, remember, You are worth it. You moment. As always, stoked you're here. So, to become present is what we want to attain. To stay present is what we want to attain. So we need to get there. So how we get there, how we get to this moment, simply, let's begin controlling the things we can. That will in turn become that which is between our ears. So we're going to close our eyes. We're going to sit across our legs if we can. We're going to bring our shoulders over our hips, our navel into our spine. So we're controlling our body. Our mind is making those decisions. We're connecting our mind and our body. We're blocking out everything else. That's making us present. We're thinking about right now and what we're doing in this moment. So now we're going to draw the inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. Slow it down. Elongate it. These are the thoughts that will occupy the space between your ears. Anything else enters kindly, calmly. Ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now.
Congratulations on another successful Pro You moment. You have deemed yourself worthy. Congratulations. And now you just gotta keep doing that. Accumulate those moments where you're connected and you're present and you're in the moment. That's when you get to know you. That's when you really, really, really get to find out who you are. And I think that's the best way to find out how you'll respond. Because change is inevitable. People are going to enter your life. People are going to leave. Pets are going to enter your life. Pets are going to leave. Jobs, cars, homes, relationships. One thing that you can count on is change. How you deal with that change will directly determine the outcome. So try to be comfortable whilst being uncomfortable. Just so you can get through those moments to that vista where there's a clarity, where's that hindsight. Answers all the questions. Just moving forward. Doing the little things consistently. Deeming yourself worthy. Believing in yourself. And having faith. Peace. And God bless.